Thank you for calling the Debra Povera Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure, and just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, would you be filing on behalf of yourself or on behalf of a loved one?
Myself.
And what state are you in?
I'm in Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay, so you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Mississippi, correct?
Yes, correct.
Awesome. Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Debra Povera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Was that meningioma of the brain or the spine?
Yes, of the brain.
Okay. And roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
It was around, I want to say, it was in September, September 2014.
Okay. So we're going to say September of 2014. And then are you the only one that took Debra that ended up getting meningioma, or do you know any friends or family that did as well?
Well, I'm pretty sure yes, because everybody was taking it because it was the easy birth control.
Right. And just to confirm, this was the brand name, not the generic Debra Povera that you took for at least 1 year and 4 shots before you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
And then roughly around what date did you start taking it?
In July of 10.
Okay, so July of 2010. And then when did you stop taking it?
Around September.
Of 14?
Of 14, yes, sir.
Okay. So you took it roughly around 4 years. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And then I just want to make sure I have the spelling of your name correct. L-A-K-E-Y-A and then A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And
correct.
The cell phone shows a 601-447-4627.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then your email is your first and last name at iCloud.com?
Yes, correct.
That's pretty neat. You didn't have to add any numbers.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And what would be the best mailing address for you?
The 260 Black, the color black, Polk, P-O-L-K, Road, and that's in Prentiss, P-R-E-N-T-I-S-S, Mississippi, 39474.
Okay. So my drop down here in the system gives me 260 Black Polk Road in Bassfield, Mississippi, 39421.
It's going to be 39474. I'm in Prentiss. I'm right there on the line almost.
Okay.
So it's a Prentiss address.
Okay, perfect. So I'll manually change it just because it did.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that there. And then you said 39474. There you go.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And when you were taking the Debra, was it administered by a doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
By the doctor.
Okay. And what was the doctor's name?
Miss Berry. Miss Berry.
B-E-R-R-Y?
Yes.
Or A-R-Y.
So you go like B-A-R-R-Y, okay. Miss Berry. Dr. Berry.
Alrighty. And then what clinic or facility was that at?
At the 28th place, 28th Avenue, Hattiesburg. What did they call it, the 28th place?
Oh, okay. Hattiesburg Clinic.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I see the address. Perfect.
39401. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I have that here. Let me put the address.
Hello.
And then roughly around how many injections would you say that you took altogether?
Oh, well, I got them every 3 months. Once, you know,
Okay, so
every 3 months I
so
would get one.
for 4 years, four times a year, so around 16, if I did the math right.
Yes.
Okay,
Give or take,
cool.
yes. Yes.
Thank you.
But it's every 3 months.
And then okay, and then the same Dr. Barry was the one that also prescribed it. There was no pharmacy, right? You got it at the clinic.
No. Yeah, I got it there.
Okay. Let me plug that in. Bear with me while I type this up in
Oh,
here.
yeah.
And then let me put in the notes that there was no pharmacy. Okay, and I'm putting Dr. Barry prescribed and administered the shots, no pharmacy. So let me put that there.
Correct.
And then when you were diagnosed, was it through a CT scan and MRI or both?
It was both.
Okay. And when you were
They
diagnosed,
did, you know, some rinses.
what hospital or
I'm
medical
sorry.
facility was that at when you got diagnosed?
That was Dr. Oh, wait a minute. Dr. Alexander.
Dr.
And that was
Alexander.
at That was in Monticello.
And Monticello, the Lawrence County Hospital.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Let me put it. Dr. Alexander. You're really good. I don't even I just call my doctor Dr. G because I can't pronounce his name.
I have a few friends named Alexander, boy and girl.
Oh, that's interesting. And then Dr. Alexander, do you know his specialty? Was he a neurosurgeon or what?
The neurosurgeon.
Okay,
That's the
perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And
yeah.
then let me put the address here. And then just to confirm, you didn't have any sort of prior cancer diagnosis before the taking depo, correct?
No, heavens no.
And then what kind of treatments did they give you for your meningioma?
I had surgery. The radiation treatment therapy.
Okay.
Trying to think. Yeah, surgery. You know the medicine.
And Dr. Alexander was the one that diagnosed and treated you there in Lawrence County
Yes.
Hospital? Okay,
Yes.
perfect. Let me put that in there. And
That was
then
a surgery.
you were hospitalized, were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay.
For about a week, I would say.
About a week. Do you remember the dates roughly,
Yeah.
ballpark?
It could have been a little over a week, maybe not 9 days, maybe
Okay.
eight or it was either 8 or 9 days.
Just sometime in September of 14.
Yes,
Okay, so
because right after I was diagnosed, I'm sorry.
so what have we put maybe from the 1st to the 8th as a placeholder date? Does that work for you? Is that ballpark?
I'm bad with dates and numbers, Lord. But yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, yeah, well, if anything, just as a placeholder for us here, because that's
Yeah,
about
because
the
it.
8 days, like you said. And either
Yeah.
yourself or the doctor or the medical centers will have copies of the medical records they can set electronically. Is that the case?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and then we're just
And they'll have all the answers.
and we're just about done here. This next one just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. It typically they'll only be contacted if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Sure.
Okay. What is
my husband?
Your husband? His name?
Yes. Davis.
Same last name?
Thompson.
Oh, Thompson. Okay.
Thompson.
And his phone number?
601-818-8173.
Okay, that's 601-818-8173.
Yes.
That's a lot of eights.
Yes, it is.
Alrighty, and then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
5/6/80.
5/6/1980, and then the social?
574-74-4883.
Okay, 574-74-4883.
Yes.
Alrighty, I'm going to send you an automated text message through DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next. But that does show sense
okay.
on my end, so let me know if you didn't get that, and I can...
Yeah, I'm opening it.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Continue, yes. Agree, continue.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay, it says sign here.
Correct.
Yep, that's it. Sign here, sign here. Initial, signature, sign, sign, initial. Sign. Finish?
Yep. As long as nothing was missed, it should go through.
It says you're done signing.
Perfect. Then we're set for now. You don't need to hit continue. You're all set. In about a week or so, the firm will call you directly. They want to call, introduce themselves, say hello, and then double check the work that I sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So when they reach out, even though their call will be shorter, it'll be more important just because they want to reconfirm everything with you to put you in their system fully. But other than that, you're
okay.
all set for now. Weekend's right around the corner, so have a nice, restful weekend, okay?
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.